This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's the Saturday edition of the program. That means that we're here live, and we'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out, talk about whatever's on your mind. Coming up here tonight, we got an update on the situation out of Utah. We discussed this in detail on the show last night about a Salt Lake City nurse who was arrested by a hulking, probably roid-raging cop who just wanted to put his hands all over this lady and rough her up because she wouldn't draw blood from an unconscious man. By the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Yeah. That's I. You know, I don't know why you have to make these wild speculations that you do.
Just what about roid rage?
Making like an incident that stands on its own.
Yeah.
You just undermine the whole thing.
Are you saying it's uncommon for police to do steroids?
I don't know whether it's common or not.
I hear that there's a lot of cops that do steroids.
I hear
they don't do studies on that.
That there's a lot of cops is what you just said.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty popular among the police community.
It's hard to do my job. When you sit over there and just
are you going to deny that cops
wild
that some cops do steroids?
Certainly, some cops do steroids.
I didn't say it was a majority. I'm not saying how many it is, but I know that it's not uncommon. Regardless,
some cops
or not
have a higher
rage.
Dunk than Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
But it's not very
it's not
common.
That uncommon. It's not that uncommon. Regardless of whether or not it was roid rage, it certainly was an addiction to power, and it was probably at the very minimum an addiction to adrenaline.
I don't know. I think that what it is, I'd say the
addiction
to power.
Well, we've had Barry Cooper on the show who talked about how he was seeking adrenaline rushes when he was a police officer and that he would constantly try to sort of bump up his adrenaline-filled situations if he possibly could, like leave a suspect unhandcuffed in the hopes that they would get up and try to run for it so he could tackle them and, you know, take them down and give them a good beating. It's not uncommon for these things to happen. But regardless, what happened was there was a nurse in a Salt Lake City hospital who was just trying to do her job. She was telling this officer, Officer Payne, who's appropriately named, she was telling this officer that
Alex Wobbles is her name.
Correct. She was telling Officer Payne that she was not going to draw blood from the crash victim that they brought in and demanded that she draw blood from because the person in that case was not conscious, so they could not consent. There was no warrant to draw the blood from a judge. And
they weren't under arrest.
And the person was not under arrest. So
which
had
is
they
strange
been
because, as I understand it, the person was fleeing.
No. The person who was fleeing was the person who got into the accident.
I see.
That person's dead.
I got you.
The person who was...
This was the truck driver from Idaho that was also a police officer from Idaho. Is that right?
Oh, I didn't know he was a police officer.
That's correct.
Detail I did not have last night. But in this case, so he's both a police officer and a truck driver or a former cop? And
that's my understanding. He's like part-time.
Okay. Well, anyway, he was unconscious due to the car accident caused by the person who was fleeing from the police.
Right. And the claim from Detective Payne is that he was, A, given the order by a superior to get the blood or get an arrest. If I was just following orders.
Yeah, that doesn't fly.
Well, it's difficult to be the villain when your superior told you to do it.
He's still the villain. He could have had a conscience and said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I agree that he should have, 100%. But, also...
Because you have agreed to follow the orders.
He wanted to protect the police officer in case of some kind of lawsuit or whatever, because he is going to be, likely... there's some questions by the company he was working for. So they wanted to be able to protect the guy by getting the blood draw.
Oh, that's the claim? Is that he wanted to protect the man?
That's the idea.
He knew the guy was a police officer and wanted to help him out?
I don't know any of these.
I don't buy it.
Well, you
I don't buy it. That cop wanted to find out if he was drunk.
That
cop wanted to find out if that guy was drunk. He wanted to see if he was under some sort of influence so he could arrest him for something.
Fine.
That's what that was about. Come on.
What's obvious was that the rules were violated. The rules were read out loud to all the officers present, and then what appeared to be a senior officer on, you know, at the on site, decided that they were that he was going to do the arrest. Now, what I'm concerned with here isn't that some officer became upset when his power was questioned. I think we all have done that. You know, that's certainly something common for a parent, at least. But what the problem is there were officers all over the place here, and nobody took this guy to the side and said, "Hey, Payne, hey, settle down. Just settle down. Look, I know you can't settle. Look, if you don't settle down, I'm going to put the cuffs on you."
We played that audio last night of the actual from the arrest video, and you can hear one of the other officers saying, "Hey, hey, Payne, hey." But he doesn't assert himself in any way, shape, or form. He doesn't even catch Payne's attention. Payne's so focused on, you know, harassing and messing with this woman and then throwing her up against a wall, shoving her outside, shoving her down a hallway, and then handcuffing her. I don't think he even, you know, the other officer just basically kind of saying hey to him didn't really faze him in any way, shape, or form. That other officer should have gone over there and grabbed Payne and said, "You need to stop."
Yeah, that's actually, you know, and once the law was violated, or the agreement between the police department and the hospital there was, you know, violated by Detective Payne, those officers should have stepped in, and they should have separated him and the victim in this circumstance, and they should have placed him under arrest. Yeah. And this, I think, for me, it illustrates one of the reasons why I have a very difficult time with providing the benefit of the doubt over and over and over again, video after video, for law enforcement. I did that for years on this show, and it's the officers that are standing around in these videos that have officers standing around. It's them.
They're part of the problem.
That caused me, like, because anybody can go off. Right? Anybody can. I've had bad days, believe me.
And then if you got a coworker there, it's their job to check you on a situation like that.
Right.
They didn't.
They're paid to be law enforcement officers, not paid to play team sports. This just boiled down to blue team against white team, and the white team was in the right, and the blue team, you know, and the officers just, you know, they just lined up and said, "We're on the blue team. We don't do anything to the blue team members because we're not supposed to do anything to the blue team members."
Yeah.
That's the problem here.
You had an update on this case.
And by the way, we get called cop haters all the time on the show. And I just, you know, call in and call me a cop hater here. Because all I want is for the police officers to do their job and place the guy in detention. Look, I don't care what you do with him. Stop him.
Like, I don't know what they were chasing after this other guy for, but we've seen so many situations where police chases result in innocent people, you know, having their lives destroyed, terminated, or seriously damaged.
Many jurisdictions have outlawed police chases, too.
Yeah.
They just don't want to allow their...
Had the cops not been chasing this man in the first place, we never would have ended up in this situation where, you know, this woman ended up getting roughed up by the cops.
And that's something that everybody has to ask themselves, and police officers should be asking themselves regularly, is whatever I'm chasing this person for worth...
Right.
A death.
Yeah, the only thing that I would think it would be worth chasing somebody over is if this is a person who is imminently causing ongoing harm to multiple subjects. Like, if there's some maniac, you know, running down the sidewalks, running into people, then, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Go ahead, give chase. See if you can put a stop to this, you know, reign of terror by this psychopath. But if it's just somebody who, like, robbed a convenience store or, you know, did one thing that they're trying to get away from, then I don't know if that would justify it.
A license plate is going to go a long way in a circumstance like this.
Not
the whole way, right? And that's one of the reasons they have police chases, because sometimes it can be a stolen car, a whole variety of things.
Yep.
If you can get a helicopter.
Get the helicopter up there, then, they got one.
Not everything's perfect, and certainly most departments don't have helicopters.
Well, but like you said, is it worth it? I would say probably not. In most cases, probably not.
We've got...
So, you've got an update on the case, because last night it was the mayor of the town, or the city rather, Salt Lake City, who had apologized.
Yep.
Apparently, the cops...
Yeah, the mayor, Jackie Biscay. Gupski, and the chief of police now, Mike Brown, has apologized. The governor
is
concerned.
That's a surprise. I want to hear more about the apology, because it's pretty rare that you'll get an apology from the cops for misbehavior. I'm shocked by that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, because they don't want to admit any wrongdoing. That could open them up to a lawsuit.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now, because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Fosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving everyone who texts EZ77 to 543-543 an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Don't wait. When you text EZ77 to 543-543, we'll also give you a gift card for $250 off. Millions of men and women have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text EZ77 to 543-543. Plus, get a free gift card. This amazing offer is just one text away. EASY77 to 543-543.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, Bitcoin price has been pretty interesting over the last few weeks. In fact, just the last few days, it's been at record highs, close to about $5,000.
Yeah, it's just, it kissed $5,000 and then it tumbled to Wednesday's high,
which was like $4,500 or something like that. So it's on sale right now. And you don't have to get a whole Bitcoin, by the way. If you want to get into Bitcoin, you can get a fraction of a Bitcoin. You can buy $5 worth of Bitcoin, for instance, at the Bitcoin vending machines here in New Hampshire and all around the world. There's these things.
One of the early pioneers of Bitcoin, Charlie Shrim, recently said that any Bitcoin you can buy for under $100,000 is a deal.
Meaning he suspects that at some point the price of one Bitcoin is going to go higher than $100,000.
That's his prediction.
Wow.
He also credited Free Talk Live as creating Bitcoin as it is today.
Well, that's awfully...
The man is a genius.
Awfully nice of him.
He's a genius.
I don't know if I, you know, want to go that far, but I appreciate all the very nice things that people have said about it.
Here's the quote. Bitcoin would not even exist if it wasn't for you guys, Charlie Shrine.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't
that's,
either.
That's awfully nice.
I really like it.
I appreciate that. And certainly we've been involved for a while, and we were the first kind of media platform to embrace Bitcoin. But it's not too late for you to learn about this thing, even though it sounds like it's really, really expensive. Again, if you, 10 years from now, we're looking back and it's $100,000 of Bitcoin, you're going to be feeling sorry you didn't get in at this point. Obviously you don't want to invest anything you can't afford to lose. But if you can't afford to lose a little bit, then go ahead and put it into some Bitcoin, hold on to it, and watch what happens. You can
that
learn
more. That
would be
my same advice, by the way, for stocks, municipal bonds, whatever. You don't put anything in you can't afford to lose. But people don't look at investments quite that way, Ian.
Well, this isn't exactly an investment, although a lot of people are investing in Bitcoin, and it's been a very good performing investment over the last several years. In fact, within the last year, I believe I read a headline that Bitcoin was the best investment in the entire world. But it's also a currency, and it allows you to send and receive money around the world. Although right now the fees are a bit of an issue with Bitcoin, but it's still something worth looking at. Check out Bitcoin.com to learn more about the amazing decentralized world's first cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. That's Bitcoin.com. And if you want to get involved in mining Bitcoin, then you can do that over at pool.bitcoin.com. We're talking about the nurse in Salt Lake City who was roughed up by a cop, Officer Payne, a detective, who was demanding that she draw blood from an unconscious man. And she told the officer, look, our policy is we don't do that unless you have a warrant, unless the man
consents. Just their policy. That was an agreement struck
with the police department,
the Salt Lake City Police Department and this particular hospital.
And she explained that to the officer. And the other factor was whether or not he was under arrest. So the man was not under arrest. He was not conscious, so he couldn't consent. And there was no warrant for the blood draw in the first place. So he met none of the three circumstances that would have allowed her to do that. She tried to explain that to the officer. She called her supervisor. The supervisor told the officer he was making a mistake, and then he decided to go ahead and make that mistake all the way.
He made it very clear to her, yes.
Shoved the woman down the hallway, pushed her outside, ran her up against the wall of the building, and proceeded to handcuff her, then put her in the back of a police cruiser for approximately at least 20 minutes, apparently, before ultimately probably consulting with the legal department at the department and deciding to
try
to
figure out how to cover his tracks.
Yeah. So I imagine the legal department informed him, look, you've really messed this up. You need to let her go. Because now, apparently, according to multiple sources, CNN was one of them, the department chief has actually issued an apology. Now, you looked, Mark. You could not find the text of that apology.
I got the text from the mayor, but not the...
Yeah, I don't care what the mayor said. What matters is whether the police apologize or not, because they almost never, no matter what the malfeasance is, they usually will either say nothing or later on they'll claim their own internal investigation came up with their officer was doing what he was supposed to do, and so therefore there is no punishment that will be meted out. In this case, there actually has been some form of apology, and it would be nice to know what the police chief said, so if you happen to have the text, if maybe you've come across it where we have not, then please, you're welcome to call in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
So Chief Police Mike Brown, Chief of Police Mike Brown, said, it is my sincere desire to get back to a very cooperative, respectful, and friendly relationship with our brothers and sisters in white that we work so closely with. Salt Lake
City. She was wearing blue.
Yeah, but, soldiers are green, yeah. The cops are blue, the firefighters are red. They don't always wear red. As a matter of fact, I have very little red on my uniform.
Yeah, you're like black and yellow, right?
Yeah, black and yellow mostly. Right. But, you know, the chief wears white and yellow.
I'm going to go to Relda, if there's more we can get to that. Ryda is on the line in Virginia Beach, listening to WNIS. Hello there.
Hi, yes, it's actually Rita.
Rita.
But that's okay.
Sorry about
that. Yes, a long-time listener, and I'm getting off my 12-hour duty at the hospital as a nurse.
Thank you for your service.
And the funny thing is nobody has put out the fact that had she went ahead and did that blood draw, she herself could have been charged.
Sure,
with assault.
Yes, and that has never been said. So he was intentionally trying to... I don't know how you could say it, but he was instigating a crime.
Yeah, I suspect he didn't mean to instigate a crime, but that's me giving the benefit of the doubt there. I don't think he would have arrested her once she gave him the blood. She probably would have left with the blood.
Who knows?
But it certainly would have been illegal.
Right. And she possibly would have said the chance of being reprimanded at her job and charged and possibly even lost her nurse's life.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a brave lady. This is a brave lady.
To turn down an armed man who's intimidating her? Yeah, I agree.
Yes. So kudos to her. And unfortunately, that's really sad because we value our police officers in the city of Chesapeake is actually where I work. And all our ER staff has utmost respect for our police officers. And it's just sad. It's truly sad.
This is how the police lose that respect. They will behave in this way. They will shock people who otherwise have had positive encounters with them, as I'm sure this nurse has had countless positive encounters with the respectful encounters with the police in the past.
I certainly have, as a firefighter.
So it's those nasty encounters like that will really sour people towards the police, especially if they happen more than once, or if they've happened to friends or family members, and then they finally happen to you. And if you've doubted that the police can behave in this way, it can be a real shock to the core of somebody.
Yes.
Nurses across America.
I appreciate you bringing that to light because we all watched this video at some point yesterday and today, and everyone is pretty appalled at it, especially when that's supposed to be a safe place and she was in a life-saving position.
Right. Hey, thank you, Rita, for your call tonight. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. At least this is a talking point. This is something that can get people discussing these issues, maybe getting other nurses talking about, well, what would we do? What would you do if you were faced with this situation? Would you stand strong as this nurse did? More coming up.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, join us on the radio waves and take control of those airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we've been talking about the nurse, which we actually discussed quite a bit last night on the show, but there's been an update in the case, and that is that the police chief in Salt Lake City has apparently actually issued an apology. And, Mark, you've begun reading that apology. We can share a little bit more from it coming up here. But if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, then join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the Dash network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. And I was actually just testing out a new Dash payment system today behind the scenes. I'm one of the beta testers for a point-of-sale kind of merchant payment system for Dash to help it compete with Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is definitely the juggernaut out there, but it is ripe for competition, what with its crazy fees and slowdowns in the Bitcoin world. So,
and it's older tech than Dash. It's Dash's newer tech, far more privacy, quicker.
Dash has a private option, but by default it is not private.
You can mix.
Yes, that is an option.
Yeah,
It's not the default.
It's more
and
privacy.
Not every wallet has that, so keep that in mind.
It's more privacy. That is an accurate statement.
If you choose to have it, you can have a little more privacy with Dash. That's true. So anyway, Dash.org. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Dale in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Dale.
Hey, this is Dale. I live in Indianapolis, but I worked at the VA and I worked in ER for 2 years, and I would suggest they do a toxicology on that cop because he looked like he was kind of rogue and out of control. He knew the rules. So either somebody over top of him was over demanding, but if I was at an insurance company and if I was that nurse, half his pension would be in my back pocket.
Well, I like the attitude. Unfortunately, you're probably not going to find anything on a tox screen because he was likely just high on adrenaline.
Could be.
Although it's not unheard of for cops to use drugs.
That's not necessarily. They can find it. Science is really clever on finding stuff in your
I don't disagree. Look, I'm all for a tox screen, but what I would say is this, is the difficulty here is the red team, the blue team mentality that goes on. So those officers around him, many of them knew what he was doing was wrong. They didn't do anything about it. He backed off after about 20 minutes.
You can't interfere with a law enforcement officer, even if you are in a law enforcement officer.
Why not?
Because that's the rules. You can be
according to who?
You can be arrested. A police officer can actually be arrested if he interferes with another police officer.
I'd like to see some kind of documentation to back
that
up.
That's the way it is here in Indiana. I don't know how it is out there.
So wait a minute. Are you saying that if an officer is doing something illegal in Indiana and another officer steps in to stop that officer from breaking the law, that second officer is subject to arrest? That doesn't make any sense, but it wouldn't surprise me.
If you interfere with a law enforcement officer, even if you are a law enforcement officer, you can be cited, terminated, sued. But if I was this nurse, I would sue. I would ask these people for toxicology tests on this officer. He looked like he was on something.
Dale, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. He was definitely on something, which was his addiction to power. This guy's old, by the way. I don't know if you saw the video
he wasn't young, man.
He was balding. I mean, he was definitely pretty up there in his years. I guess he was in his 50s at the very least. So he's been out there on the streets for a long time. Has probably been a menace to society for a good chunk of it. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450, free like freedom. And maybe those other cops were so intimidated by him, they didn't want this guy to turn against them with his violence. Who knows what else he's capable of? Who knows what else they've seen him do? This is just the one that got caught on video. This is the one where his victim, no one could deny that she was a complete victim. I mean, there's plenty of situations where, you know, the cops are investigating some sort of alleged crime, and then people will just pawn off violence on the police's part in some video, saying that, well, you know, this guy just committed some kind of crime or whatever, and so therefore it doesn't matter if the cops rough him up a little bit. In this case, this lady didn't do anything except for try to do her job and protect her patient, and she got roughed up over it. So it's indefensible.
We don't know what happened, what has happened in this cop's career up to this point. But I will concur with you that he did seem to be very full of himself, right? And a person doesn't get full of themselves by getting slapped down on a regular basis. They get full of themselves because they get away with it. So I don't know the specifics or anything like that, but I do, I hear the concern. I tend to think a law enforcement officer can stop a law enforcement officer that's breaking the law. I don't know if this is a breaking the law. This is violating an agreement that the police department had with the hospital. He was essentially asking the nurse to break the law. I don't know if that would be considered breaking the law, but there you go.
If you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. According to Heavy.com and their five fast facts that you need to know about Detective Jeff Payne, it's funny when you type in detective into Google, Jeff Payne is the first suggested result. So a lot of people are paying attention to this case. According to number three on their list of five fast facts, use of force arrests have skyrocketed in Salt Lake City, according to data in just the last, looks like within the last year or so. The Salt Lake City Police Department has data on its website that tracks use of force arrests within a range, and it shows that complaints have skyrocketed as of the end of 2016.
I wonder why.
The data listed on the department's website and compiled by HighCharts.com shows a record high of complaints at the end of last year. In May of 2016, there were 86 complaints filed to the department about their use of force. That number went up to 89 in June, fell to 70 in July, and then reached a high of 94 complaints. Then, in December, it received 123 complaints for officers' use of force during arrests. The data are also broken down into the subject of resistance, of which 78.9% came from applying handcuffs, and 6.3% came from defensive resistance. Police investigations found that at about 75% of those incidents, the use of force was used to effect an arrest. Number four is that Detective Payne received an award back in 2014 from the very same department. And this is not uncommon, where we've seen certain officers who've just done embarrassingly bad or violent things that they should be punished for. We've seen them being like award-winning lifetime veteran officers before. And so, of course, you know, if you were at the police gala in Salt Lake City, the 34th annual one in 2014, you would have thought this guy was a, you know, real upstanding officer. And maybe he was just having a bad day, and this was the one time in his however long career, because again, he's pretty old, I would guess it's a few decades, and however long his career...
He didn't get to be a detective, overnight, that's for sure.
However long his career has been... But I highly doubt that. Payne did receive recognition for a part that he played in the property crimes unit. Department merged its larceny and burglary department into the single property crimes unit in 2012, which, according to the department's website, allowed for officers to more evenly distribute cases to detectives. Payne and his co-workers received recognition for the work that they put forth in the unit that led to arrests. Quote, for outstanding dedication to a reorganization that has improved the investigative process, the Salt Lake City Police Department awards the police meritorious unit citation to property crimes. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and here's an interesting one. Payne apparently attended Weber State University and works at an ambulance company when off-duty. So if anything, he should have been more familiar than your typical cop with hospital rules, you'd think. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Tonight on the Live Saturday Show, it's Ian
and Mark.
And, of course, you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing, you like the ideas of liberty and freedom and cryptocurrency and peace being on the air in, well, we now have over 170 radio stations. If you'd like to hear us on 300, 400 stations, it does take time, does take money to to effectively market the show to those stations, and the AMP program can help us do that. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can contribute $5 a month. You can get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group. There's an AMP-only podcast. And I finally went ahead and made the announcement today that we're going to be doing a bit of a different kind of an AMP goal. So for the longest time, actually we've had the AMP program for more than a decade now over at amp.freetalklive.com. For the longest time, our goal has been $10,000 per month, and we've never gotten really much closer than 40% of it. And right now, we're down to like 27%. We're around 2,700, just over $2,700. So over the last several years, the AMP totals have sort of dwindled away. Slowly, but dwindled away, sure enough. And it'll go up a little bit here and there, but mostly it's slowly been going down. So we decided to come up with some other kind of incentive. And what I decided on after some input from our amplifiers, because we will usually post kind of what we're thinking about doing or
the amplifiers
plans.
Are kind of like the board of the directors for Free Talk Live in many ways. They get a lot of input.
Yeah, more of like a board of consultants or something like that, if you will. And so based on some of their input and the ideas we had, the concept here is to do after shows that will be available for download to Free Talk Live amplifiers after they are performed. And we did one a few weeks ago, maybe just over a month and a half ago, on our new 360 cam here in the studio as sort of a test, just to see how the 360 thing looked, which is kind of a cool gimmick. So we can do after shows on the 360 cam, or we can use our regular cams. And I think what we'll do is we'll start at $3,000 on AMP, so just over $250 from where we are right now. $3,000 on AMP. We'll do our first AMP-only downloadable after show. and then we'll do another one every $500 after that, and then every $2,000 that we raise, we'll do one after show every month for each $2,000. So we'll do after shows every $500, starting at $3,000, and then for every $2,000 we raise, so $5,000, $7,000, $9,000, we'll add in one per month. So we'll start with zero per month and then go to, you know, at least one per month, up to as many as three or four per month. So that's kind of my plan.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
At this point, you still get all the great perks that we talked about. You get access to the call-in lines and the forums, and there's the Amply Facebook group. It's just that
you can
now
suggest other perks too.
Sure, absolutely. And now our goal is instead of 10,000, it's 3,000. So we've sort of readjusted the goal, and then we'll move the goalposts once we reach 3,000.
Oh, that makes sense.
We'll move those. You'll move it to 3,500 to 4,000. And so there you go. If you want to help us out, you can go join the AMP program. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. And go to amp.freetalklive.com. And I actually put a link on the list of on the AMP page. You can link over to that 360 video. You can kind of see what that looked like, because that one's publicly available. So check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. John Smith is calling from Indiana, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, John Smith.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm a police officer here in Indiana, and you had a caller a little while ago who basically said that anybody, even another cop, can get arrested for refusing to help a police officer. That's not exactly accurate. The statute in Indiana is called refusal to aid an officer, and if that officer is engaged in lawful activities and needs help or assistance and asks you to help them, say that, you know, they're trying to subdue somebody or whatever it may be, and they're losing that fight, need help, then you need to jump in there and help them out.
I think that's ridiculous.
Go ahead. That's the law.
Well, now, that depends on if a prosecutor's going to prosecute that or not. I mean, I wouldn't expect some citizen off the street to jump in the middle of a gunfight or something. I mean, that's a little ridiculous. But when you've got a couple of officers and one of them's doing something wrong and another guy, you know, another officer's telling them to stop or whatever it may be, that officer's not going to get arrested. So that's just ridiculous. I
agree with that.
Yeah, I thought that was an odd thing to claim. So what do you think in this circumstance? Did you get to see the video?
I've seen the video, and like most videos, I'm sure more and more information will come out, but the chief of police isn't going to apologize
for no reason.
The officer was in the right.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, it goes beyond, at least in Indiana, a little bit beyond hospital policy, and that hospital's policy may be whether you have a warrant or consent, if the patient is out cold, we're not going to take the blood because there's a reason they're out cold. I mean, I can understand that. But in Indiana, we've got a 3-hour time limit to get that blood drawn, but you can't get that blood drawn without a warrant or without consent.
Right.
So, you know, and there are some cops out there who have been police officers for a long time or are in a position of authority, you know, by rank or tenure, that don't like to be told no. And, you know, whether this detective thought another officer was out getting a warrant from a judge in the middle of the night or whenever this occurred, I don't know. But again, I doubt the chief of police is going to be up there apologizing if everything was on the up and up and it was just a issue of the warrant hadn't come through yet.
Seems unlikely to me. What do you think would have happened if an officer would have pulled old Jeff aside and, you know, grabbed him and, you know, a rear naked choke and said, look, you just need to let this lady go, or whatever it is that he had chosen to do? How do you think that would have worked for him?
Well, if the officer outranked that detective, nothing. If it had been the officer I saw in the video behind the nurse, looked like he was all of 14 years old.
Yeah, this guy was a detective, which I don't.
Right.
I know it's not a rank, but
well, it's still going to be somewhat career suicide.
Yeah.
And that's why that very young officer, in my opinion, either A, he didn't think he had all the facts, or B, hey, I'm not going to go up against this detective. And maybe he didn't even know whether the detective had a warrant or not. Because the detectives aren't going to talk to your average street officer, especially a very young, newer right. officer, and tell them every little thing that they've done. But most younger, inexperienced officers are going to defer to the senior officer on the scene. Right, wrong, or indifferent, that's the way they are because they're not totally sure of themselves.
Yep.
Yep. It's unfortunate. Luckily, this lady didn't get hurt any more than just, you know, having her feelings hurt and roughed up a little bit, because it could have been worse. Hey, John, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I just, you know, I always tell people these things come out. Everybody's got a camera. In this case, it looks like the guy was wrong, but please do everybody a favor and get all the facts before you make a decision on things. Again, this looks like the officer was wrong, but there's been other cases where videos come out. It looks one way, but after a little more investigation, turns out it was a completely different story or even edited video. So it's always good to do your homework a little bit, and then, hey, right, wrong, or indifferent, the officer's got to live with their choice.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, John. I appreciate your thoughts and time. That's John Smith from a police department somewhere in Indiana. You can join. I don't think that was his real name, by the way. There were quotes around John Smith. 855-450, freeze the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Chris, he's in Williamsburg, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, I just had an idea. I think that it's kind of a conflict of interest for police to be internally investigating, you know, alleged crimes by police officers. What do you guys think about, I feel there should be a separate federal commission that strictly investigates alleged crimes against police officers.
Well, I would think that my first thought on that is it's a violation of the 10th Amendment. There's not any particular power that the Constitution grants to, although the feds do this, and Albuquerque is a good case scenario, but I don't think that the feds really have the power, the authority, I should say. They certainly have
power. Well, let's talk about it coming up here. If you want to hang on, Chris, we can bring you back in moments after the news. Our toll-free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. Of course, you can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday show. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.